Test 71, Section 3, Question 14. And this says, the argument's conclusion follows logically if which of the following is assumed, so strength and plus. And it says, some theorists argue that literary critics should strive to be value neutral in their criticism. These theorists maintain that by exposing the meaning of literary works without evaluating them, they'll be able to enable readers to make their own judgments. So it's saying, try to be value neutral. If you just explain the meaning without evaluating it, then readers can make their own judgments. But literary criticism cannot be completely value neutral. So you can't do that. You can't truly be value neutral. Thus, some theorists are mistaken about what is an appropriate goal for literary criticism. Now, this is kind of a weird conclusion. So it's saying that the theorists are wrong. So it's saying that that isn't the appropriate goal for literary criticism. Now, the only evidence that it isn't an appropriate goal is that you can't be completely value neutral. So basically, if you're going to link the evidence to the conclusion, you've got to say, if you can't do something completely, then it's not a good goal. So any critic who is able, so that's what we're looking for. Any critic who is able to help readers make their own judgments about literary works should strive to produce value neutral. That actually goes directly against this argument. So it's, we want something that's going to say you shouldn't even try. If it is impossible to produce completely value neutral literary criticism, then critics should not even try to be value neutral. Maybe. And that's really strong, but that's kind of what our passage is saying. It's saying, don't even try, meaning that's not an appropriate goal. And the evidence is just, it's impossible to produce completely value neutral. So B looks really good. Critics are more likely to provide criticisms of the works they like than provide criticisms of those they dislike. It doesn't really matter to us. It's not about whether they like it or don't like it. It's about whether they should try to be value neutral. The less readers understand the meaning of literary work, the less capable they will be of evaluating its merits. No, we really don't have anything about that. Critics who try to avoid rendering value judgments about the work they consider tend to influence readers' judgments less than others. Yeah, but that doesn't say whether or not it's they should or shouldn't try to be value neutral. And so that's not going to make our argument perfect. And so, yes, the answer choice B is going to be our correct one. That's what will make this argument perfect.